I'm pleased tonight to have the proclamation of the Mayor's Office of the City of Owosso, Michigan, designating April the 26th, 2024, as Arbor Day in the City of Owosso. Whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees. This holiday, called Arbor Day, was first observed with the planting of more than 1 million trees in Nebraska. And whereas decades before this, in the 1830s, Owosso was making the transition from settlement to city thanks to the amazing vision of Alfred and Benjamin Williams. The Williams brothers joined with early settlers, Dr. and Mrs. John Barnes, in designing a city layout that would preserve a natural character and aesthetic appeal. This led them to plant many of the trees that have made our city's streets so beautiful for over 175 years, leading to the lovely arbors of trees that frame so many of our boulevards and the many mature trees that stand in our yards. And whereas these trees have reduced the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cut our heating and cooling costs by shading our homes, cleansed the air, produced life-giving oxygen, and provided habitat for wildlife, at the same time increasing property tax values, enhancing the economic vitality of business areas, and generally adding beauty to our neighborhoods and parks. And whereas it falls to each generation to continue the stewardship that was launched by our founding families through the planting of new trees throughout our city to replace those that are lost. And whereas Owosso is proud to hold the Tree City USA designation and to be engaged once again with the citizens of Owosso to plant new trees throughout the city. Now, therefore, I, Robert J. Tice, Jr., Mayor of the City of Owosso, do hereby proclaim April the 26th, 2024, as Arbor Day in the City of Owosso, and I urge all citizens to celebrate Arbor Day and to support efforts to protect our trees and woodlands. And further, I urge our citizens to plant trees to promote the well-being of this generation and our posterity. Proclaim this 15th day of April, 2024. With that, I just have a few comments. Talking with some city staff, just a little bit of background. First of all, I want to thank our city manager for his strong commitment to this program for the city of Owosso. I want to thank the city manager also for appointing a strong leader with the assistant city manager, Amy Fuller. Between the two of them and their team, the DPW, they do a fantastic job regarding this program. Some of the highlights that we're looking at this year, again, we have received a grant from consumers of up to 15 trees at $200 each for $3,000. And this is not the first time, and this is because of the strong efforts of the city. A condition for that grant is consumers has a saying, the right tree for the right place, meaning that shorter trees to be planted under wires, such as dogwoods. So that's a stipulation for the grant. Also, there's a belief that if we cut a tree down, we're going to come right back and plant a tree where we cut that tree down. That's actually false. That is not correct. Basically, you must request to have a tree. Why is that? Why do we have to request it? Well, we want the person and to want that tree and to take care of that tree and to water that tree and make sure that tree lives. So you have to request it, for number one. As a note, on Arbor Day, the 26th of April, at 2 p.m., the city will be planting two trees at Bentley Park. One will be a Patriot elm tree, which, thank goodness, is resistant to Dutch elm. If we, us of my age, we know how beautiful the elms were in Owosso, and it was devastating when we lost them. They were as plentiful as the oaks and the hard maples throughout the city. And you would actually see some people even having IBs on these trees to try to keep them alive, and this didn't work. But we're going to have a Patriot elm tree. And we're also going to be planting a Kentucky coffee tree. But unfortunately for, I think it's a Councilman Pydick, no coffee beans from the tree. So sorry for that. Also, the DPW will be planting 7 white pines at the soccer field. I think we planted 3 there last year, was it, City Manager? 3? This year, the DPW by the city commitment will be planting those 7 trees. So once again, I want to thank the city manager, the assistant city manager, DPW, and all the city employees for achieving the Tree City designation. And once again, this will be probably on the wall of the mayor's office.
Every now and then I can.
Good job.
Thank you.
That was wrong.
Okay. This brings us now to public hearings, in which we have 1 public hearing, obsolete property rehabilitation exemption certificate, 300 West Main Street, and we'll start out with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This OPRA certificate is to gather public comment for 300 West Main Street, the redevelopment of 300 West Main. In your packet, you have a few things. One is the letter of obsolescence from the assessor's memo, some written comments from the developer and property owner, and then a score sheet for the abatement policy from me. Just to run us down on what the project is, it's about $1.2 million. To redevelop what's left of the old Matthews building. Now we call it the Shook building. This will create 15 new jobs. Those wages, I scored them here at 3 times minimum wage as reported in the application. So that's good. The number of years located in the city, we use that for any as either a resident or a business. So Mrs. Shook has had a real estate office at her location, so there's some scoring for that. And importantly, this will create 2 new housing units, which we are trying to add as many as we can, as you know. So this is one of those projects, one of those many projects that will add about 112 new housing units within the city itself over the next few years. As well as the residential units, there is some space for commercial, and that is office space, and then restaurant space. So I understand the owners have been attempting to get a liquor license and get that going, but any details about that future development I will leave to them to explain. They are here this evening. But overall, up to 12 years for this certificate, and this project did score the full 12. So we are recommending that it be approved as applied for the 12 years. That's all.
Thank you, City Manager. With that, I'll open it up to the public. We can start, if you'd like, with the Shooks to say anything they would like to say. If not, any other public comments? You have up to 3 minutes to address the council regarding this public hearing. Mr. Menke.
Okay. A couple questions on this, if I may. You said 1.2 mil. I take that is the cost of your project. This is not a grant of $1.2 million of taxpayers' dollars. This is their money. And what you're looking at doing is to help them out by giving them less taxes for a number of years. But this isn't $1.2 million taxpayer dollars going to them, is it? That's what my question is. Because we've got other ones who have not come in and just do it on their own. And I think if everybody knew that they could get $1 million, my God, I think I'd open up an adult store downtown to get $1 million. Close it down in a week, but get my $1 million. You know. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments?
Patrice. Go ahead.
Yep, I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand.
Patrice Martin, 615 North Park Street, Owosso. I just wanted to speak in support of the Oprah for the Shook Project on Main Street. For a long, 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 long time, that building stood pretty much as a testament to apathy. It's in such a prominent position, and it just was allowed to just deteriorate. So the fact that the Shooks have invested time, money, energy, and have put themselves out there in a very public way to do this project, I congratulate them. And I congratulate the City Council for considering this, because I look at this as a public-private partnership, that you are looking at a private investor and working within the scope of tax abatement opportunities to create a public-private partnership to make things happen, especially in a building that for a long, long time stood as a statement of deterioration, you know, and that the city would be comfortable with allowing that to continue. And of course, it's private property. You can't force people without a lot of nonsense. But anyway, my point is, I'm very much in support. I appreciate the Shooks being willing to invest as much as they have in this project. And I do hope that the City Council approves the Oprah certificate. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Sarah Kopko, 11322 Potter Road. I'm here. I was meeting with Tanya earlier today, and I found out that Corey's building was up for tonight, and then I recalled from the last meeting. And I just wanted to come and say how happy we are to see another person coming into Owosso and wanting to make these really big changes and improve the downtown area. As the lovely lady before me suggested, it has been in a state of disrepair for many years. And to see someone put everything that they love about this town in front of us all and do something really great and powerful and change it, especially in such a visible area, is great. I was also really moved by Council Members Pydeck. You were impassioned at the last meeting, and you spoke about how this is an investment for our future. Maybe not something that you or I will see, but our children will see when that investment goes in, and when that value does go up in 12 years, that we will be investing for our future and our children's future. And I just wanted to remind people how important that is. And I'm very hopeful that you guys will approve this, because we're really looking forward to having her as a neighbor across the water and seeing what amazing things that we can do for downtown Owosso together and with your help. So thank you.
Thank you. For the comments. Yes.
Yes, Josh is going to stay seated. Not stand next to me. So I am Corey Shook, and owner of Shook Riverside Development and 300 West Main. And my husband, Josh, is our general contractor with Shook Builders. And it's just us. Like, we're not some great big development company. We are the little guys here that just love Owosso. And we've lived here our whole lives, and we've had to look at some blighted properties. And we are kind of known for people who get things done. And so you will see that we are going to get it done. But we you know, we don't necessarily have the resources. We are just resourceful. And so we really appreciate the city's support to answer Mr. Mankey. No, this is in no way a grant. Yes, there is $1.2 million of hard money and my money that is not that I will have to pay back. And so while we are pushing forward, we just so appreciate the public and the city's support in making this project work. And like Mr. Martin said, this was a huge risk. This is a risk that we took, we are taking personally and financially and business-wise, and putting ourselves out there literally for everyone to see and right across from Mr. Henney's office to wave to every day. And we really appreciate the city's partnership in all of this. I probably said more than I even wanted to say, because all I do all day is talk. But if anybody has any questions, we would be happy to answer. So I guess I didn't really explain what the project is, so I apologize. I think that the city probably, you've had in your packet what we're doing there, but I know that everyone is very interested in that. And so as the plan sits right now, my real estate office will move and double our space to the front of the building, both upstairs and downstairs, which will be about 2,500 square feet. Today is the 20th anniversary of me getting my real estate license, and I'll always remember because it's tax day. And I opened my own boutique real estate brokerage in 2018, so just over 6 years ago, and we started in the Armory, rented space there. Again, we took that leap of faith of renting space in a small incubator space, and about 3 years later, we moved. I purchased the building at 216 West Exchange, and we have since doubled in our count, and so now we are busting at the seams. One of my team members, Vanessa, will tell you, and we plan on growing, so we definitely plan on hiring more agents and full-time agents, and we will then fill that space there. 2,500 square feet, well, we have conference space and real offices. Right now, we're just kind of all filling an open space. We'll have a true kitchen, full kitchen area, and the community is always welcome there. We are very invested in the city of Owosso. We participate in all kinds of events, and we have our VIP clients that we often host. So all of that will be housed there in our real estate office. And then also upstairs in the back of the property, we are going to build out two apartments overlooking the river. My office and the two apartments will both have balconies over the river. We'll have a two-bedroom and then a one-bedroom. And then the back space on the lower level, about 2,200 square feet, we will reserve and be very picky about placing a restaurant in that space. And we just believe we've done some other projects in town, three buildings on Corona Avenue and one in Westtown, and we believe that by going forward and faith forward and building out the space, the right people will come. And so as you can see, we have started to push forward with the exterior, because we don't want the public to have to look at that building anymore. So we, you will see by Kerwood a very big change in that building. And windows just came in. We are getting ready to do water and sewer lines. I mean, it truly was a shell when we purchased it. There was nothing. There's no utilities and nothing inside. And there still really isn't anything inside. But speaking of Arbor Day, we've got beautiful trees that are about to be planted on the perimeter. So you'll see some green space. I mean, that corner is about to come alive. And so any questions?
I just have a question. Do you know when the project's going to be completed? I mean, I know you got to depend on the weather.
I mean, I'm married to a contractor. So if I say a year, that's probably 2 years. But I would like to be in. I mean, my space is the most important for me to get in there, because I'm a paying tenant. So I know that service businesses don't excite people. I hope that my building does because I clearly take care of the one that I'm in, but we need a paying tenant. So there's where I'm going to be first because I can pay rent, and I would like to be in there by the end of the year.
Thank you.
So.
Further questions?
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Any further comments on this public hearing?
I will make a motion to approve the obsolete property rehabilitation exemption certificate for 300 West Main Street.
For about 12 years?
For 12 years.
Support. I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Pydick?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Councilmember Haber?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The public hearing, obsolete property rehabilitation exemption certificate, 300 West Main Street, is approved.
Thank you.
This brings us to our first citizens' comments and questions, which you'll be afforded up to 4 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone that would like to address the council? Mr. Mankey.
Well, I heard tonight, and a lot of people would say that was some of the best news that we've heard in a long time. They're putting their own money in it. They're stepped up to the plate. They're doing it. It's their project. They've done many other projects in this town that have been turned out very nice. And it's just nice that we have some people who are still willing to go out on the limb themselves and put their money in and not expect taxpayers to fund it. So I think it's a big applause that we should give them for doing what they're doing. And I can't wait to see more projects that they do because it sounds like, and everything that I've seen in the past is, they put themselves into it and it's theirs. So I just want to say thank you to them and thank you to you guys. That was great that you approved that tonight. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments?
Is this for the 4 minute period or 3 minute
period? This is the 4 minute period.
My name is Jeff Turner, 204 Oakwood Avenue. Now, I was wondering, you know, maybe this is a dumb question, but I'm still going to ask it because now from Stewart Street in Washington all the way down to Chestnut Street is a very long road. You guys are doing the cement where the cement is on the sidewalks. Now, you guys first threw tar down there to fill in that space, and now I see you guys are opening it up and you guys are putting cement in there. Is there a reason why we're doing that twice? Or, I mean, because they never did it at any other area of the town when they were building those. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, because that seems like it's double work, and it's double probably tax money that is coming out of my pocket and this guy's pocket and this guy's pocket, and I just don't understand why you do it twice. Because when you guys did the one in front of by the football field where it was my house, you just put a tape around it instead of filling it in. And now you're paying to put tar in there, and now they're tearing the tar out and putting cement in there. I was just wondering, is that seems like a lot of money to have to redo it like that. And I don't understand why they're, you know, because it just don't make no sense. But I was just wondering, and I hope to hear from an answer when I come back later on or whatever. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments. Okay. We'll move on to the...
Should answer Turner's question.
Yeah. Okay. City Manager, do you have an answer for that question, or would we want to take it to... Mr. Suhanek.
For details on the Stewart Street project, I'd encourage anybody with specific questions to call the city engineer.
Okay. All right. So we're suggesting that you can contact with the city engineer with those questions. He would have the best answers for you.
It just seems like it's stupid because it's double work. Why
yep.
double work?
Yeah. Yep. He should have the answers for you on that. That brings us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Councilmember Haber?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Heideck?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, which we have one tonight. Demolition authorization and contract approval, 1404 South Chipman Street. And with that, again, we'll start off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This property suffered a fire in February of 2022. The city pursued court action, and on May 25th of 23, we received a stipulation and order allowing the city to demolish the property. The owner did not have insurance, and after some negotiation to have him turn the property over to the city for possible redevelopment, he decided not to. So we are now asking to implement our 2023 court order to demolish the property and assess the taxes for that cost in the amount of $18,798. That's all.
Thank you, City Manager. With that, we'll bring it to the council for any comments or a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the demolition authorization and contract approval for 1404 South Chipman Street.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Heideck?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the demolition authorization and contract approval for 1404 South Chipman Street is approved. This brings us to our second and last citizen comments and questions, in which you'll be allotted up to 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments.
I just have a couple comments. I attended the event this Saturday at the Lebowski Center on the author who wrote the book for everybody to read in town, and it was a very nice event, and a lot of people came to it. So, it was good. And my second thing I have, we do the 30-minute council discussion period. We tried that. It's not seeming to work. So I would like to make a motion to not have the 30-minute council discussion period held immediately prior to our regular meeting. And we'll cancel those meetings at that time.
And I will support that motion.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion support to eliminate the 30-minute discussion period from 7 to 7:30. I believe I'll make this a official roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember
Heideck? Ooh. You get here at 7:29.
I know, right? You're never here for them, ever. You're like, I want to save the space, but I'm never going to use it.
I feel attacked. Can that go on the record, please?
Yeah, he just wants to vote no so he can, like, be like, see, I was advocating for it.
I work across the aisle. So the motion is to cancel it? Mm-hmm. Okay, then yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Councilmember Beard?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes. The motion is approved to eliminate the discussion period from 7 to 7:30. Okay.
Hang on, Rob.
Yes, any other further comments?
Tomorrow there is a special meeting of the OHC to consider a revised offer from the Harringtons after a home inspection was conducted. All the information to support their request is in the packet, which is available on the city's website. Anyone who would like to attend, it'll be here at 6 o'clock, six. Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So information's there. Special meeting tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. For the comments.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the chocolate walk?
Of course.
It's just Saturday.
Yes. Saturday.
Do you know anything else?
Well, I'm going to be at Gilbert's. I believe it starts, if I'm correct, at 2 or 1.
I said it's sold out.
And it's all sold out. It's 300 tickets. Yeah. All sold out. I think there's 26 businesses participating this year. So fantastic. First of all, results already with being sold out. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about it. So, yes, this Saturday.
Also, the Chambers have an expo this Saturday, too, at the high school. The home show. So that's Saturday and Sunday. So we have a lot going on this weekend.
It's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
And Murder on the Orient Express starts on Friday.
Oh, that's right. Opening night, which I'll be at that for the Oriental Express.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Further comments? Not seeing any. Next meeting will be our special meeting. I believe it's at 6 o'clock, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks from today, 6 o'clock on the 29th. Am I not correct?
I got moved.
You're one meeting early with your 6 o'clock time. The April 29th meeting starts at 7:30.
Oh, right.
Well, it's like a regular meeting, 7:30. Yep. Okay.
And then the May 2nd budget meeting starts at 6.
Okay. Okay, so Monday, and then just 3 days later, we have another meeting at 6 o'clock. And where is that going to be held?
That's going to be held at the Armory in the community room.
Okay, Armory at the community room. And then our next official city council meeting will be May 6th at 7:30. So with that, I'll be looking for a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Support.
Ooh, I got
motion
you.
Motion support. Sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.